Saram, dear listeners, and welcome once again to Vahini Satsang. Vahini Satsang, in the last segment in our series of programs on every Thursday that go live from the studios of Radio Sai. It is Swami's blessing that as we wind up every beautiful Thursday, we have this opportunity to contemplate on the words that Bhagwan himself had written, the messages that came directly from him in the form of these Vahinis. After 108 or more sessions of Prema Vahini Satsang, we are now in Sandeha Nivarini. And we are now in the seventh chapter of Sandeha Nivarini. The seventh chapter of Sandeha Nivarini has many beautiful principles that Swami has given for every person who wants to become near and dear to God to follow. And in the last few sessions, we have been taking each of these tenets, each of these directions from Bhagwan and spending time understanding them. We have been dwelling deep into what Bhagwan is communicating, even though these principles, these instructions from Bhagwan are simple, but they are truly life-changing if we can practice them with sincerity. And so we broke this segment, we divided the segment into this chapter, seven into various segments, and we were in segment 7.3. There were many points that we discussed in segment 7.3, and today we will move on to the next segment, segment 7.4, and after that we will have one more segment. So this is a long chapter, chapter 7 of Sandeha Nivarini, but it is a chapter which makes you pause. If you just read it, you may not register. It is so important. Swami makes it very clear in the beginning of this chapter that spend time going deep into what I have said. And that is what we have been attempting to do in these sessions. So let's listen to segment 7.4 and then we will pray to Swami to guide this discussion.
Try as far as possible within your means to satisfy the needs of the poor, who are really Daridra Narayana. Share with them whatever food you have and make them happy. 32. Whatever you feel should not be done to you by others. Avoid doing such things to others. 33. For the faults and sins committed in ignorance, sincerely repent from your heart and try not to repeat the faults and sins again. Pray to God to bless you with the strength and the courage needed for you to do this. 34. Do not allow anything to come near you, which will destroy your eagerness and enthusiasm for God. Lack of enthusiasm will cause the decay of the strength of man. 35. Yield not to cowardice. Hold on to Ananda. 36. Do not get welled up when people praise you. Do not feel dejected when people blame you. 37. If among your friends anyone hates another and starts a quarrel, do not attempt to inflame them more. On the other hand, try to ensure that they come together with love. 38. Do not search for others' faults. Instead, search for your own mistakes yourself and throw them away. It is enough if you search and discover one fault of yours. That is better than discovering 10 faults in others. 39. Even if you cannot or will not do any punya or good deed, do not conceive or carry out any papa or bad deed. This is best. 40. Whatever people may say about the faults that you know are not in you, do not feel for it. As for the faults that are in you, try to correct them yourself, even before others point them out to you. Do not harbor anger or bitterness against persons who point out your faults. Do not retort, pointing out the faults of those persons themselves, but show your gratitude to them. Instead, if you try to discover their faults, that would be a greater mistake on your part. It is good for you to know your faults. It is no good to search the faults of those who pointed out your mistakes. This would be of no use. 41. Whenever you get a little leisure, do not spend it in talking about all and sundry, but utilize it in meditating on God, or it is good to render service to others. 42.
So those were the points for segment 7.4. And if you see the first point here, point number 31, Swami is saying, try as far as possible within your means to satisfy the needs of the poor who are really Daridra Narayana. Share with them whatever food you have and make them happy. So Swami is very clearly telling us whom we should serve. In fact, in one discourse, Swami says there are three levels of people in the world. At the highest level are those who may be placed in the category of Lakshmi Narayana. So who are the people who are Lakshmi Narayana? Swami says, Lakshmi Narayana are the people who have enough wealth. They don't need our service. They have enough servants and enough staff to look after their needs. And they have enough resources at their command. Next level of people, Swami said, are the people who are in the category of Ashwata Narayana. Swami said, Ashwata Narayana are the type of people who are filled with lot of desires and they are never contented. Whatever be their accomplishments or earnings. Swami says, if you serve such people, how much ever service you do, it's not enough, and service to such a person is unnecessary, Swami says. But Swami says, the people who are poorer than ourselves may be described as Daridra Narayana. The people who are rich, much above us, they are Lakshmi Narayana. The people who are in the same stage as ourselves, they are comfortable and they just have many desires and whatever help you give, they receive, but it's not as if your service is most needed by them. Swami said, there is no need to render service to one who is Lakshmi Narayana. There is no need also to exert yourself to help the people who are Ashwata Narayana. It is not that necessary. The people who need your help are the Daridra Narayanas. And who are these people? Swami says they are the weak, the destitute, the helpless. And that is what Swami is telling. Try as far as possible within your means to satisfy the needs of the poor who are really Daridra Narayana. Daridra means poor. They are forms of Narayana who seem to be economically less advantaged. But then, Swami says in that discourse, even in rendering service to such persons, there should be no feeling that we are serving others. We should feel that we are serving Lord Narayana who dwells in them. That is why they are called Daridra Narayana. Because they are also Narayanas. They are embodiments of the divine who are giving us this chance of serving. In fact, Bhagwan, in another very beautiful discourse where he speaks to the members of the Satyasai organization, Swami says, service in fact is the sincerest form of adoration of God. You are all called sevaks as sevadal because you are engaged in seva. And Swami says, what exactly is seva? Is it the way in which bhakti manifests itself? Is it a consequence of devotion? Is seva a consequence of bhakti or devotion? Or is it the cause of bhakti? Is it because of bhakti that you serve? Is it one of the methods by which bhakti or devotion is expressed and developed? Swami asks these questions and then he himself answers saying, it is neither. Seva is not the result of bhakti. Seva is not the essential condition of bhakti. Then what is seva? Swami says, seva is the very essence of bhakti. It's the very breath of a bhakta. It is the nature, very nature of a devotee. That is what is service. It is not the result of devotion. It is not the reason why of devotion. It is the very essence of devotion. Swami says, seva springs from the actual experience of the bhakta, an experience that convinces him or her that all beings are God's children, all bodies are altars where God is installed, and all places are God's residences. That is what true seva is all about. Bhagwan elaborates further and says that you have to decide what is sattvic seva and what is rajasic seva. Many times people go out and clean the streets, they build roads and they do some service and say they have served the community. I remember recently a local minister sent vegetables and some groceries to all the people. And in that bag that he had sent, there was a big photo of him and there was a big promotion of who he is and how he has set up this foundation and how he is doing all this work and so on and so forth. Swami says, any person whom you wish to serve, you should regard that person as an embodiment of the divine. That is the only attitude, that is the attitude of real service. Service should not become show service. Service should not be for pradarshan, for exhibition. As Bhagwan used to say, you should do the kind of service which will give real happiness to people. This is what Swami says here. Do what will give, share with them whatever food you have and make them happy. It should give them happiness. Very interestingly, when I was reading this discourse about service, it today is May 7th, 2020, and the world around people are celebrating the advent of Lord Buddha. It is the Buddha Purnima Day. And in that discourse, Bhagavan very beautifully says, do you know what is the meaning of Buddha's call, Sangham Sharanam Gacchami? What is the implication of this? Swami said, your buddhi should always think of the Sangha, society. Starting from the buddhi, one should go beyond it to the society. One should not restrict one's resources, talents to oneself. One should go, one should stretch oneself to touch society. Swami says, this way the oneness of society is realized. Just mere recognition of membership of society is not enough. One has to recognize and discharge through service one's obligation to society. And that is what is the meaning of Dhammam Sharanam Gacchami, Buddham Sharanam Gacchami, Sangham Sharanam Gacchami. Doing service in this right spirit, this is what is Dharma. This is the middle path of the Buddha. No wonder so many people resonate with this. You have over 500 million people all over the world who revere the Buddha. They like the middle path that the Buddha gave us. And here Swami is clarifying. What Buddha is telling us is to use your buddhi for society's benefit. Use your intellect for the good of people. These are times when the world is going through this unprecedented medical distress because of COVID-19. In India, for instance, the government announced a national lockdown on March 24, 2020, and it was supposed to be lifted after 21 days. But the government decided that the lockdown needs to be continued because it definitely helped to slow the growth rate of the pandemic. And so the lockdown extended till the 3rd of May. And later on 1st of May, the government of India again extended the national lockdown further by 2 weeks until 17th May. And as I speak, the lockdown continues in India. While the lockdown helped tremendously in containing the spread of COVID-19, there were also a lot of difficulties that many people had to face. The government on its part did and has been doing everything in its capacity to alleviate the suffering of the people. Lot of people put to lot of inconvenience, and the government, which is thinking first about people's lives, saving them and then safeguarding them and looking after them, and the government has been doing that very diligently. And in fact, the people of India are grateful to the government for the steps that it is taking every single day to fight and win over this national tragedy. But the problems in India are not so easy to tackle because you have 1.3 billion people, and one group of people who were very affected because of this national lockdown is this group of migrant workers. there are more than 40 million migrant laborers across the country. Most of them move from villages to work in the cities as domestic helpers, as drivers, as gardeners, as daily wage construction workers. They work in malls, they work in flyovers, they work in homes, they work as street vendors. So all these people, they were stranded wherever they are, and now they were out of their jobs because all the factories closed down, people were not having maids come into the house, the malls closed down, nobody's moving out, so no autos, no need for drivers, no need for domestic helpers. So all of these people suddenly ran out of job, and this is that group of people who really needs to be taken care of, and the government is doing everything in its capacity, but there is so much that can be done. There is still so much opportunity for everyone, every member of society to pitch in, and this is where the Sri Sathya Sai organization stepped in. The Sri Sathya Sai Seva organization of India. In fact, the word Seva is part of the name of the organization. I was talking to one Mr. Manohar R, age 40, and he's the owner of an oil mill in the Bengaluru rural district. When the lockdown came into force on March 24, 2020, Manohar's business was adversely affected. In fact, he was saying that I had never seen such a terrible situation until now in my life. In fact, I mean, what the country is going through is something that the country has not gone through in the last 100 years or more. So Manohar says that I have never seen such a terrible thing. And I thought probably he's referring to the loss in his business. But he said, no, no, that is not my concern so much. And he said, I live in Hoskote in East Bengaluru. Once the lockdown started, whenever I walked out of my house, the distress and the despondency that I saw on the faces of scores of workers who were living around my house, that is what disturbed me greatly. He said, Bengaluru has a lot of laborers who have come from Bihar, from Jharkhand, from Odisha, from Andhra. And all of them are contract laborers. So they can be hired and fired anytime. They get only daily wages. They can eat only if they have worked that day. And the lockdown had made all their lives miserable. And he said, I could not bear to see their suffering. And so some of us who are Sai devotees, we got together and we decided we must do something. And so they started cooking meals for these people. They began serving food to 300 families. So once this initiative started, Manohar and his team, they were very happy that they were able to help these distressed people, these Daridra Narayanas. But they were not totally satisfied. The reason was they wanted to do more because there was so much need. And now they were functioning with a lot of restrictions because these are times when government is not allowing you to procure materials easily. Social distancing is enforced. You cannot really scale up the work given all the restrictions that are put by the local government. No free movement of men and material. And Manohar was thinking, how do I scale up this work? Because he really wanted to help more families. And that is when they got a message from the All India President of Sri Sathya Sai Seva organization, Mr. Nimish Pandya. He sent a circular to all the members of the Satyasaya organization that happened on April 1st, 2020, and that had detailed guidelines to form community kitchens. So, Sri Satyasaya organization can now form community kitchens. So, every Sai center, every samiti can follow the guidelines and formally open these community kitchens, because all the permissions have been secured from the government for this initiative of the Satyasaya organization. And once that came, Manohar's team was now jubilant. And his team consisted not just Sevadals from Hoskote and Vagata Samitis of the Bangalore rural district, but also all the employees of a small factory, all the employees of his factory, they also wanted to be part of the seva. They were so positively charged with that opportunity to serve. They were so inspired to join this activity of making these migrant workers smile, to fill their bellies and give them some comfort. So with more people joining, Manohar and his team, they immediately raised the quantum of service. Instead of preparing 300 food packets, now they started preparing 1,000 food packets every single day. And now they started offering this food also to the policemen, to the postmen, all public servants, anyone who was serving the people and helping, because these are times when the police have done human service to the country. They are the warriors who have helped everyone in every corner of the country, trying to transport material, trying to ensure that the pandemic is controlled. At the same time, coming to the rescue of people who need help. So Manohar's team, they offered food to all these public servants, but the maximum seva they did was to the most needy. 90% of their food packets were for the most needy. And now, with the permission of local government authorities, they went to the interior areas, 40 kilometers in and around Bengaluru, and they identified most vulnerable people, people who were dying of hunger. And for more than 40 continuous days till date, as I speak, Manohar's team have been offering these food packets, more than 1,000 food packets every day, to these people who have no work and who are longing to eat so that they can survive. And Manohar's team, they change the menu every day. One day it is veg pulao, the next day it is aloo pulao, the third day it is bisibela bhat. And as they do this also, they conform to all social distancing norms. That's why they don't distribute the packets personally. They only hand over the packets to the leaders of these habitations at nodal points. That way they follow the government guidelines but ensure that the food reaches the people who are waiting for this meal every day to keep their flesh and bone together. I asked Manohar, what has been your most thrilling moment? And with joy dancing on his face, he said, our food packets go to these disadvantaged areas and it goes in the Sri Satyasai mobile van. The moment the Sri Satyasai mobile van goes to these areas, the moment the people see our vehicle, they are all thrilled. The children are in the seventh heaven. That joy, that satisfaction cannot be described in words. They accept the food packets as if it is an item of worship and they touch it to their foreheads. They keep saying, Sai Ram, Sai Ram, this is Baba's Prasadam, Baba's Prasadam. Manohar says, no other happiness in the world can match this. And because all these people regard this as Baba's Prasadam, for Manohar, it is truly God's work which cannot be compromised in any way. It is Swami's Prasadam. And that is the reason why he wants to offer the best quality, best quantity. And he just wants to continue till there is the need. But I asked Manohar, what about your business? You have completely closed down your factory. Can you continue to do this? How long can you go on serving in this manner? And Manohar just brushed it aside and he said, money can be earned any time, but this chance to serve, this will not come again. There is so much need. And we do not want to miss this opportunity at any cost. I have full confidence in my Swami. He will take care of my business. I just have to continue the seva. Once the lockdown is lifted, my business will start and I'm sure Swami will take care of it. All I have to do now is to ensure that no one goes hungry in and around our district, Bangalore rural district. He's in fact the vice president of the Sri Sathya Sai Seva Organization, Bangalore rural district. And these days, Manohar works more than usual. Because for him, this work is more important than any assignment he has ever done before, be it for the Sathya Sai organization or for his business. Serving these Daridra Narayanas for their happiness, that is what is driving Manohar. And Manohar is not alone. I had the opportunity to talk to another 47-year-old, Mr. R.V.S. Chalapati, who is an industrialist who manufactures fish feed, and he's also a consultant based in Bhimavaram in the West Godavari district of Andhra Pradesh. 8 kilometers from Bhimavaram is Eluru, which is a red zone area where many COVID-19 patients are being treated. However, the primary and secondary contacts of these patients are quarantined by the government in designated buildings in Bhimavaram. So ever since the lockdown began, the Sai devotees of Bhimavaram, they wanted to do some service activity. They wanted to reach out to their grieved, but they did not know how to proceed because of the restrictions laid down by the government on movement. Now, as I said, while the people who are being treated of COVID-19 are in Eluru, which is 8 kilometers away, the primary and secondary contacts of these patients are kept in Bhimavaram. And slowly, when these quarantine centers got filled up, now the local government there came forward and requested the Sai devotees to take care of the food arrangements for these isolated people. Because the Sai devotees were so keen to serve, they are so eager to do something for society. And Chalapati, Mr. Chalapati says, that was such a huge blessing for us. Now, the community kitchen in Bhimavaram serves close to 350 people in these shelters every day with breakfast, lunch and dinner. And these people, they have to be in quarantine for 21 days. And if they are found to be negative after this period, then they are allowed to go. And Mr. Chalapati says, for all of us, the most heartening thing is all the people in these centers, they are happy and they are healthy, and no one till date has been found to be COVID-19 positive. In fact, some have completed 21 days and they are about to leave. And with eyes brimming with gratitude, they are saying, thanks to Baba, we are safe. They feel they are safe because of this love of the Sai devotees. Because of the Sai devotees, they are healthy. Because of grace, they are safe. Chalapati also closed down his factory completely. He stopped all his consultancy work. And I asked him, why did you do this? How will you manage if you stop everything? He said, this is the need of the hour. I want to give 24 hours to Swami's work. We are getting such a precious chance to help people in these difficult times. Everything else can wait. I know, I'm confident Swami will take care of my business. Now I just want to dedicate myself fully to this service. He is in charge of this community kitchen in Bhimavaram, which started on April 5th, 2020. And it has served not just quarantined people, but also the patient attendants of the Government General Hospital, homeless people on the streets, displaced laborers, anyone who needed food to survive. And this seva continues. Till date, more than 10,000 food packets have been served. And the work goes on. And Chalapati says, the ebullient, energetic Chalapati says, we will continue to serve till the lockdown ends. And even beyond, if there is a need, if people need food, we are here to help. We will continue to do this. And this is what Swami says in this point number 31. In Sandhya Nivarani, try as far as possible within your means to satisfy the needs of the poor who are really the Daridra Narayana. Share with them whatever food you have and make them happy. And this is what is happening today in the Satya Sai organization. It is so heartening when you learn about the way people are forgetting their little selves and expanding their heart so beautifully. And the truth is, there is no dearth of Manohars and Chalapatis in the Sri Satya Sai Seva organization. There are any number of such people. Today, the Sai Sevadals all over India have served 568,800 food packets cooked in 86 community kitchens set up in different states of the country. Hundreds of Sai volunteers have dedicated themselves to this mission with so much zeal and commitment. 568,800 food packets. This number was some time ago. Probably it will be close to 6 lakhs now. 6 food packets cooked in 86 community kitchens in different states of India. At Vishakhapatnam, in Andhra Pradesh, there is the 53-year-old Mr. R.A. Naidu. He works in the Vishakhapatnam steel plant. He says, all the migrant laborers who are struggling to make their ends meet after the lockdown, we started providing them groceries that would last easily for 15 days. And these hampers had rice, pulses, oil, vegetables, flour, spices and so on. And recalling the plight of these poor people, Mr. Naidu said, even if we give these items, sometimes people, they don't have means to cook. They don't have gas to cook. It's almost as if they are on a strange island with no means to survive. So for such people, we give cooked food from our community kitchen. But there are some groups who want to do their own cooking because this lockdown period is extending for weeks. They are not able to manage with our food. For example, there is a group from Rajasthan, he said, and they cannot eat Andhra food. So we gave them groceries and we also made arrangements for them to cook. In fact, it has come to such a beautiful impression of the Satya Sai organization that whenever someone is in need in Visakhapatnam, the local government immediately approaches the Satya Sai organization because they know that Satya Sai organization will do something to help. Satya Sai organization will not let that opportunity go. And Mr. Naidu says the satisfaction that we get from this seva is indescribable. So many people are being given free groceries. People who have the means to cook and people who need these items to survive. Throughout India, 10,99,000 kilograms of cereals and grains have been given to 86,000 families through the volunteers of Sri Satya Sai Seva organizations. So it is ₹1 million kilograms of cereals and grains, and it has been given to 86,000 families by the Sai Sevadals. And it continues. The work goes on. The lockdown is still on. And the seva is going on as a continuous yagna, as a sacrifice. And it is not just food. The ladies wing of the Satya Sai organization in India has stitched 2 lakh masks, the personal protective equipment. 2 lakh masks they have stitched, and all of these have been gifted away freely. The district youth coordinator of the Satya Sai organization of the Chittoor district, Ms. S.B. Prashanti, she said, so many elderly ladies were so eager to make these masks. Initially, we used to stitch them at the premises of the Sai Center, but later, as per government directions, we stopped congregating. And now these women, they wanted to continue the work and they were working from their homes. So while the women in their homes stitched, the youth did the packing and the distribution. And these were given to not just the poor and needy, these were given to everyone. Because now everyone was in need. Government servants, health workers, sanitary workers, whoever needed a mask was given. And this seva was welcomed by everyone with so much gratitude. In fact, when I was listening to the stories of all these sevadals from Andhra, from Telangana, from Chandigarh, from Karnataka, one thought that was going in the back of my mind was, how are they dealing with the challenges on the ground? Because these are very difficult times. These are not times where you can do seva so easily. I asked Mr. Chalapati, was there any occasion when you felt, oh my God, this is really becoming difficult. I don't think I can sustain this. And without batting an eyelid, Chalapati said, problems keep coming. Problems surface every now and then. But let me tell you, solutions also arrive by divine grace. And he gave me an instance. He said, with increased lockdown restrictions, procuring vegetables and groceries in huge quantities became a real problem. Now, if you want to cook 350 food packets every day, you need vegetables, you need groceries. So he said, one day, we completely ran out of vegetables and I did not know what to do. How do we feed the people we have been serving every day? They will be waiting for us. How can we go to them with no food packets in our hands? And he says, that night, as we chanted Sai Gayatri from 9 to 9:15 p.m. in my home, as a family, I just cried in front of Swami and I pleaded with him to show us the way I did not want to stop this service for any reason, because people need it. This is what we should be doing now, but I'm not able to do because I'm not able to get the vegetables and the groceries. And he says, you will not believe this. We finished the prayer, and a few minutes after that, I get a call from a Sai devotee who happened to be present in a nearby village 10 kilometers away. She is the daughter-in-law of a senior devotee. And out of the blue, she asked me, do you want anything for your seva? And I said, yeah, I'm looking for vegetables. And she immediately said, ah, that no problem, that I can organize. Don't worry, there is a wholesale vegetable market in a village 35 kilometers from here. I know the people there. I will arrange all this and I will get it for you. Don't worry about the vegetables. At 9:30 in the night, he gets this call. And this Sai devotee who made the call, she makes arrangements for the vegetables. And at 2 a.m., the vegetables were procured from that village, which was 35 kilometers away. And the vegetables reached Mr. Chalapati's house by 4:30 a.m., early in the morning, right in time before the cooks arrived to start the work of the day. Half an hour before the cooks arrived to start the cooking, the vegetables arrived. Till then, Chalapati did not know how to continue the seva. So he says, this is not my doing. This is his doing. Every little thing Swami takes care. It is only his work. We are only his instruments. He says, I can only pray that he continues to give us such opportunities. And in these times, when so many people are in distress, so many Daridra Narayanas everywhere, this is such a huge opportunity for us. He says, we do not know whether we deserve this grace, but it is his immeasurable love for us. That is all I can say. We only want to live up to his love and sanctify our lives. Look at the passion, look at the dedication and the bhava, the feeling with which service is being now done by the members of the Satya Sai organization in various states of the country. When I asked Manohar, what is it that is propelling you to continue this service? What is it that, you know, drives you? How are you the way you are? And he says, let me tell you one very evergreen memory of my life. You know what? Swami himself came to Hoskote, my village, on May 27, 1986. As I said, Hoskote is just attached to the Bangalore city. Almost now it's almost a part of Bangalore. And he says, Swami came on the day when we had completed 41 days of continuous Narayan Seva. Swami physically came and he filled our hearts with nectar. We had completed 41 days of Seva and Swami came that day. And the way he blessed us, I know Swami loves selfless service. And I decided that till my last breath, I will just serve with all my body, all my heart, all my mind in his name. This is what is driving Manohar. And I will say, this spirit is what is driving the Sri Satya Sai Seva organization also. This spirit of selflessness is what keeps the Sri Satya Sai Seva organization ahead, moving ahead with vigor and enthusiasm. In fact, now there are plans to scale up this quantum of service. There are plans now being drawn to reach out to 4 lakh families and distribute 5 million kilograms of groceries in the next 3 months. and the organization is gearing up towards this goal, so that every Daridra Narayana in the country today gets the succor, gets Bhagwan's love, so that every side devotee gets that opportunity also to be a part of serving these Daridra Narayanas in these special times. There was a king once who questioned many a scholar and sage who came to his court, which is the best service and which is the best time to render service? And different people gave different answers, but the king was not satisfied. One day, when the king was pursuing the forces of a rival king, he got separated from his troops. It was in the jungle. And so the king lost the way and he rode in a different path. And after a while he was exhausted and he was hungry. And he was looking for someone who could help. And there he saw a hermitage. There was an old monk in that hut. So the king went to him, and that old monk received the king very warmly, kindly, and he offered him a welcome cup of cool water. So the king rested a little, and then he asked this monk, "O monk, tell me, which is the best service?" And the monk said, "Giving a thirsty man a cup of water." And the king asked, "Which is the best time to render this service?" And again the monk said, "When someone comes from far and he is lonely and is looking for some place where he can find some succor, that is the right moment. That is the best time to serve. That is the best service." This is what Bhagwan so clearly says in this point in Sandhya Nivarini. Point number 31. He is not only telling us whom to serve, he is also telling us you should serve and make them happy. Try as far as possible within your means to satisfy the needs of the poor who are really the Daridra Narayanas. Share with them whatever food you have and make them happy. And this is what every Sai devotee has the opportunity to participate in. In fact, Bhagwan, right from the 80s, Swami used to talk about sealing on desires. Every day, as you cook rice, keep a little aside and use that to serve someone who is poor, who is needy. I remember so many families, even in fact my own mother would also do it. There would always be a leper who would come and he would be served lunch even as we had our lunch, because always a portion of the rice was kept away, kept aside for this person who had nowhere to go to. And this is what is the story that gets replayed in so many homes, especially in the homes of Sai devotees and in so many good-natured people all over the India, all over the country, all over the world. And This is truly what is humanity. And that is what Swami is saying. It is just that when we do it, we really need to do with the feeling that we are not serving them, but they are serving us. These people are the gods. We are only placing one gift of God into the hand of another gift of God. Swami says, when you offer milk to a hungry child or a blanket to a shivering brother or sister on the pavement, you are but placing a gift of God into the hands of another gift of God. It is just like when you go to the Ganga and you take the water of the Ganga on your palms and you offer this water back into the Ganga, reciting an invocatory hymn. That is what happens when you do service. You take the same Ganga, you take the same gift of God that Swami has given you, and you offer it back to Swami. And you get joy in return for the process of doing this, for the chance that the Lord has given for this activity. The joy that the Lord blessed you with the opportunity to do this activity. And these are times when we have so much chance to help alleviate the suffering of people. People are suffering because of the fear of COVID-19. There are a lot of people who are displaced. There are a lot of people who are in need of resources. Let us thank Swami for every opportunity that Swami is giving us, and as far as it is possible within our means, let us experience this joy of service. Let us go out and see whoever is a Daridra Narayana, whoever needs some succor. Let us thank Swami for that opportunity and sanctify our lives. With that, dear listeners, it's time to wind up this session of Vahini Satsang. I'm Team Radio Sai's Bishu. If you have any queries or anything you want to add to the discussion, please feel free. As always, you can write to listener@radiosai.org. You can also send us your comments on our WhatsApp number 9393258258. Offering this little effort at his lotus feet with humility and gratitude, I bring this session to a close, and thank you all for being with me through this beautiful journey of soaking ourselves in the beautiful joy of contemplating on Bhagwan's words. Thank you so much. Sai Ram.